In this episode, cut this out. You don't need it. Get rid of it. Bye bye. Bye, Felicia.
The sun is shining. The birds are chirping. The bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome everyone to episode 778 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular swolecast, beardcast, broadcast, gangcast, mancast, sleazecast, and taintcast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, fam? First comment, second comment, Eric, I see you under Ralph. Welcome both of you on Facebook. Thank you for joining me for the live cast on Twitch, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Periscope, and you can catch the podcast on Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, wherever you like to get your gains in your eyes, in your ears, or just right to the groin. Go to one of those places and follow me at Swolenormous. I will be there with all my other episodes in tow. Welcome to Saturday. Happy Saturday, everyone. What's up, Papa? What's up, Michael? What up, Dobie? It's like, dude, like 2 weeks out, man. 2 weeks out. 2 weeks out. And got a good announcement coming for in the next like week or so. So stay tuned for that. I'm just going to drop a little. I'm doing some moving around coming up, and maybe we'll be engaging. And I want to, I'll drop more details on that later on this week. Today's episode 778. Cut that out. And we are going to talk nutrition today. We're going to talk about one of the major culprits that's holding you back. And if you are following my content for any amount of time, if you've been in the community for, I would say, over a month, we've done content on this. You know, if you're listening to the podcast, you've heard this before. And now is the time where we really just hammer into one specific area and aspect of nutrition, because we discuss elimination a lot. We discuss what to cut out, don't eat these things. And I repeatedly, throughout all these episodes, talk about how it's more about what you remove rather than what you add. It's not so much what you add to your diet and add to your nutrition profile. It's more so now in this society, what we're taking away, what we're not consuming, what we're not looking to consume. Because when you go looking for something, you go looking for a specific food, you go out looking for it, you tend to look for quick fixes. You tend to look for shortcuts. What do I need? Oh, I'll take this pill. I'll take this supplement. It's like the idea that there's something out there special that will help you do anything faster or really more efficiently than just doing the basics and getting rid of the excess. Because we have so much fake shit in our food system. And it'd be different if it was all natural and we didn't have to discuss whether or not we were processing foods or not. But because we have more of these temptations, more of these negative food possibilities, more of these negative things coming into our fast food, candies and sodas, all that shit, right? Because of all that, we need to focus on getting rid of stuff first. The most important thing is to get rid of things. The most important thing is to get rid of stuff and eliminate things and whittle it down to really figure out what our bodies can handle. When you are consuming a lot of bad foods, it's not necessarily, I'm eating bad, let me flip the switch and all of a sudden I'm eating perfectly healthy, I'm going to be fine now. You have built and cultivated this ecosystem inside your digestive tract, inside your stomach and your intestines, that has been cultivated as a result of all the bad decisions you were making. Bacterial profiles that thrive on that grease, vegetable oils and sugar and those types of carbohydrates and sugars. You have those organisms that make up your body. We're all just made of bacteria. We think we're us, but we're actually just comprised of all these bacterial cells. The profile that results from that is unique for each person. You have your genetics, you have your natural, let's say, acidity levels and your natural genetic makeup that will attribute for things that is beyond my area of comprehension to discuss. And you also have what you have trained your body to do and what you've trained your body to be like. It's nature versus nurture. What you're born with, genetics, what you would have had anyway, anywhere, anytime, or is it based on how you've lived your life, what you've been eating for 40 years, what you've been doing for exercise for the past 40 years, what you've been doing for stress management, what you've been doing for mobility, what kind of injuries you've had, so those really attribute to a lot of these diseases and these illnesses and these issues, because when something is small and not that big of a deal, but we ignore it for a long time and we ignore it for 6 months, 6 years, 60 years, it starts to be not so much of a small thing. So if you're drinking, let's just say diet soda is the absolute worst thing you can consume. It's one of them. It's easily one of the top things that's garbage that you can put in your mouth, especially that's common in society, right? It's diet soda, like the shit of the shit. If you have one a day, you might say, okay, in the moment, it's just one or one a week. But then you're doing that over and over again for 40 years, right? So if you're having one a day, 52 a year, and then every 10, 500, 1,000, and you think about all that stuff you're putting through your system, and it's the consistency of it, that the prevalence and that corrosive material and that just that synthetic drink, liquid, corn syrup, all that shit that's in it, that is always present in your system every day in small quantities, just going through and going through. And that's how riverbeds get worn down. That's how rivers get deeper. That's how the Grand Canyon was formed. All these things, right? The rocks just being slammed against the shore and being rushed over by water. You might not think water on rock eventually is going to wear the rock down, because water molecules are still molecules and will wear down the rock, especially if it's smashing it against other rocks. And that's why there are those areas of the beach where you have really smooth stones. It's just grinded around for thousands and millions of years, however long the ocean has been there, and the rocks are just smoothed. So it's a little bit all the time for years. And that's the same thing as how bad foods wear down your body and cause these diseases. You have a little bit of shit every day, and over the course of 30, 40, 50 years, it gets pretty bad. I don't see why that is so complicated for most people. I don't see why that is challenging to comprehend, that a little bad shit all the time wears down, builds up, creates problems down the road because of that accumulated effect. And a lot of you watching or listening make excuses for one soda a day or one soda a week. I'm not saying you have to be strict Nazi about it and never enjoy anything that you really like in this life, but you have to be aware of the consequences. If you know it's bad for you and you consume it in any quantity, you are exposing yourself to vulnerability, and it's just a fact. How much that's going to affect you, I couldn't say, and you couldn't either. And that's it. And that's it. You have to understand that it's your happiness and your conscious behavior. You have to be more conscious of the decisions you're making. I think that's what it comes down to. If you are more conscious of the decisions you're making, you're more aware of the thoughts that you're having, and you're more aware of the decisions you're making and the potential ramifications that we do not know all of them yet could be, if you're happy with that, you have to realize that that can really lead to some serious issues. Why would you be okay with that in the short term? It's not going to hurt you to be healthier. It's not going to fucking hurt you to be healthier. It's not going to hurt you to actually take care of your body, eat the right foods. Literally eat the right foods, or at least try. At least try. A lot of you think you're trying. You're not trying. If you're actively cheating, you're not trying. Yeah, living deliberately. I like that, John. Yeah, just be aware of what you're doing. So many of you are ignoring the fact that you're making these poor decisions every day. You're just justifying them, or you're not looking at them as a serious antithesis to what you're trying to accomplish. This is not the right path. It's not the right path if you have real goals and ambitions for this. If you have modest ambition and modest goals and you just want to get in more shape, you want to lose some fat, you want to build some muscle, you don't want to look any real specific way, but you do want to be stronger a little, you want to feel a little sexier, and okay, you might not have to crush yourself as we were talking about the other day, training harder and upping the intensity. You might not have to. You might have the results you want at less effort because you don't want to get the most out of yourself. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't want, if you're happy going at it 50%, who am I to tell you otherwise if you're really happy with that? If you're in denial and you're convincing yourself that you're happy with giving partial effort, and the problem is you're just, it's hard to unlearn these habits and thinking that you can't achieve something, and you've actually convinced yourself into thinking that that's what you actually believe, that you can't do it or you don't want to, when you really want it. And it's okay to want, it's okay to try really hard, and it's okay to want and try really hard and fail. Right? There's not enough passion for fitness. There's not enough passion for fitness. There's not enough passion for getting the most out of your body and being actively inspired to try to do better with your body and to get more out of it and to take it to the next level and to respect it more. I mean, I don't know why people call it obsession. There's always a negative connotation with obsession. You're obsessed with training. You're obsessed with your fitness. Oh, you're so strict. Why is it strict when I'm eating the right foods that my body should be eating that doesn't cause it problems? Why is it obsession when I'm training my body and, you know, moving the way I was designed to move and reducing my stress with? Why is that a problem? Why is that obsession? Why is that obsession? Why is that strict? That just sounds like me taking care. It's like you waxing and buffing your car. If you get a dent, you freak out and you go get it fixed. You'll fucking repaint your car from a shitty dent. I have a dent in my fucking car and it will never get fixed because I want it to stay there. I want it to be a reminder of that car is not important. I'm leaving this big ass fucking dent because I want it to be a constant reminder that car is not worth shit. It doesn't need to get fixed. It's not going to affect how it drives. It's fine. Everything else is fine. It's just a cosmetic thing. And I don't give a shit. I don't care. I will not spend a dollar to fix that. You know, that's it. That's what's important. Understanding what is important. And your body is that. So if you are going to take that kind of care and that kind of detail and that kind of attention to your car, and you're really going to put your, if you get a dent in your car and you go and fix your car, but you're not really paying attention to your nutrition and not trying really hard, you are so fucked up in the head. And the crazy thing is, a lot of people do this. They get a dent, they get it fixed. A lot of people are fucked up in the head. Like, you're really fucked up. Your priorities are completely fucked up. Completely fucked up. You might not realize it. You might take offense to it, but think about it. You're going to get a dent in your car and go and pay money, but you're not going to make better choices for your food. You're not going to, you know, go through these, you know, eliminations. You're not going to exercise daily. You're not, I mean, really? 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 You're going to get so, you're so fucked up in the head and you don't even realize it. Fucked up in the head and you don't even realize it. Yeah, you can always replace things on a car. You can replace things on your car a lot easier than your body. A lot easier. Your body is all that you own. Right on, Miss Jack. So the one thing that I wanted you to all get rid of, at least this weekend, it's time to get rid of all the milk. It's time to get rid of all the milk. It's time to get rid of it. It's time to take a stand and pick one food, whether it's milk, whether it's grain. It's time for you to at least do one thing. And this is mostly for people that are not doing the elimination. This is mostly for people that are not, that have never done. You got to start with one fucking thing. Cut it out. cut something out. Get rid of something. This weekend, today, pick one thing and get rid of it. It could be anything. It could be milk. It could be bread. It could be cheese. Pick one thing and fucking get rid of it. Pick one thing. It's time to harden your brain. It's time to build up that resistance. It's time to build up some mental strength. That's the challenge. That's the challenge for the next couple months. Pick one thing and cut it out. What's one thing? Put in the comments now, if you're watching live. What are you going to cut out? Pick one thing. Pick one thing. Kirsty on Facebook, like those who moan about their bodies getting fat, yet they'll tattoo their eyebrows before eating well. Tattoo their eyebrows on. That's so fucking weird. That's so fucking weird. I've eliminated bread, working on 2 weeks without it now. How are you feeling, Greg? Soda, good. And someone asked me yesterday, I think it was yesterday, what I eat. They had sugar cravings. Maybe it was a DM on Instagram. And I eat fruit. I love watermelon, for example. So I have a lot of fat in my diet. I have some, you know, moderate protein. I have a lot of, you know, I'm drinking some bone broth right now, and I eat watermelon. You know, I'll eat salads and greens. I have like a nice big salad with avocado and stuff. And my body responds so well to sweet potatoes. Oh, I love them so much. My body responds so well. Pumped and swole. Spam. Yeah, eat your spam. Get your gains from a can. What do you suggest instead of milk? For what? What do you need milk for? You don't need milk. I wouldn't suggest anything instead of milk. You're getting almond milk or one of those other nut milks. It's just fucking like white water. You can tell where you eliminated bread. I can tell where my body is starting to respond better to it already. Nice. What are you noticing from getting rid of bread? Are you noticing anything specific, Greg? What the fuck is bone broth? It's bone broth. You've never heard of broth? You never heard of like chicken soup or the broth? I have a problem in my arms to grow. What should I do? Lift more, partial reps? Isometrics, eccentric training, basic exercise, more volume, increase your caloric intake. Yeah, I've used that analogy before about the crap fuel in the gas tank. That's the same concept. Whether it's a dent in the car or whether it's you're driving a Ferrari and you're putting regular gasoline in the car, it'll destroy the car. You know, you'll fuck the car up after a while. I shouldn't say it'll destroy it. I'm sure it will. It'll damage it really bad. You put in the premium, you put in fucking Supreme, Ultimate, Jet Fuel. You put in really, you know, high quality gas. But in your body, you got to treat that the same way. What fuel you're putting in your body, for sure. That's a great analogy. I'm not a cooker. No, it's just grass-fed beef bones in water and a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and you just boil it on low for 2 or 3 days. First timer sweet potato tonight? You've never had a sweet potato in your life? Is that what you just said to me? You've never had a sweet potato before. Bone broth is great. I got a pot brewing right now. Inflammation related issues. Nice. I love sweet potatoes. Yes, I boil them myself. You get a hot cooker. You get a crock pot. You get a crock pot and you put the water in, you put the water just a little bit above the bones, and then a couple tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and then you boil it, and then you let it simmer for like 48 hours. I usually do 72. Now they don't liquefy, but it gets all the nutrients from the bone. So that's something that can help repair. What I'm talking about first is the elimination, getting things out. When you're doing an elimination diet, grass-fed bone broth is really great for repairing the gut, but you want to be careful adding new things. You want to do more of an elimination first. So when you're getting started, start focusing on what you're getting rid of, but the bone broth can be part of the repair process. Yeah, 2 to 3 days. Well, how do you think you don't just like dip the bones in water. You got to boil it for like 2 days. It's minerals. You're boiling bone. You're simmering bone. Not even home long enough on weekends to do that. You don't have to monitor it. It's in a crock pot. Richard, look up a crock pot. You get them at Walmart or Target or anywhere. It's literally a pot and you put the lid on it and it seals and you just leave it on. You don't have to be home. It just stays on. It doesn't boil over. That's the best way to do it. You can do it on a stove, but then you got to monitor it, and that's stupid. And plus, you'll heat up the whole fucking house. Well, I do 3 days, but I leave them in there, and I just add more water. But I don't drink it. I don't start drinking until 3 days in. Right now, I just took some from the freezer because I didn't want to start another pot yet. I'm about to heat up with a cup of bone broth myself. I think I'm going to make some tonight. I think I'm going to load some in. What's today? Saturday? Saturday night to Sunday night to Monday night to Tuesday night. And then, yeah, that'd be good. All right, yeah, I'll start some tonight. Do the bones liquefy? I love that. Go Wise on Amazon. What's Go Wise on Amazon? Any crock pot will work. They're cheap, $20, $30. I think there was it 20 or 30, something like that. I drive a truck and really home on Friday night to Sunday afternoon. I see what you're saying. So Friday night to Saturday night to Sunday. Yeah, you really want to leave it in for at least 2 days. But if you drive how about this? You know what you really want to, if you drive a truck, check this out. Maybe you can get one of those. Inverters for your truck because they have crock pots that you can like snap the tops on. Maybe you can have it making it. You can have it cooking in your truck. I don't know if you mean like your big rig because if it's just like a regular pickup truck or something, that'd be kind of ridiculous. When do you drink the bone broth? Like with a meal once a day? I'm drinking it now. It's not like you have caffeine or something in it. So. Drinking it late at night will be bad. It's just nutrients, some fat and some oil, but it's, you know, calcium and collagen, proline, glycine. It's really good for the intestines. No, I didn't say that. No, someone asked me on Instagram if the bones liquefy. Yeah, no, they don't. The bones do not liquefy. They break apart. You get the marrow and you're getting those types of soft tissues that break down, but they don't, you know, you strain it. Once you take it out, you strain it and you put it into a cup. You don't just like drink whatever has just been floating around in there because you don't want to swallow a bone chunk or a little piece of a bone because it gets soft. Bones are just storage places for minerals in the body. That's what bone tissue does. And the reason why you put the apple cider vinegar in is because it leaches calcium from the bone. So when the water is heating up, you're also getting, you know, you're making sure you're getting as much nutrients and minerals from the bones during the process. So it's more nutrient dense. It is the shiznit. Bone broth is the shiznit. Esther on Facebook. I drink mine warmed up first thing in the morning because I'm starving. It's great first thing in the morning. I like it on empty stomach because I feel like it's going in and doing repair. I feel like it's kind of mowing the lawn. It's setting the stage. It's giving me nice lubrication. It's a good feeling. I burned the fuck out of my tongue earlier. Most important thing is if you have to be careful because the oil comes to the surface. And if you drink it and you don't stir it first, you know, you're going to get, oh, I don't feel it. It doesn't feel hot at all. And then underneath it, all the water that's hot and trapped will hit your tongue and it'll burn the fuck out of your mouth. So you got to be careful. Before you drink it, make sure you stir it and let it cool off. It takes a while to cool down. Roast marrow is great straight out of the bone. What do you do? Take it out? When you're boiling it or take it out? Or you mean just from a regular bone that's not frozen? Great minds think alike. Just thinking about the crock pot with the snap lids and have a Peterbilt with an inverter. There you go, man. There you go. And just make sure it doesn't slide around. You know, if it's in, you know, if it gets hot, just have the air conditioning on or whatever. Yeah, but as long as it keeps it going, just keep it. So the thing is, after, you don't necessarily have to keep it going. It would be good longer than just 3 days, but you can always take it out and put it in a container. I would also get like a couple of the thermoses, right? You know, and the filter or the, so you can strain it, strainer. But yeah, get some thermoses so when it's ready, you can just put it in there and then you can just turn it off or clean it out or something like that. Yeah, got to be creative. I would do that. That's what I would do. A lot of people wouldn't think of that, but you have to be creative. That's how you get consistent, fam. That's how you get consistent with all this shit. It's not hard. What do I eat when I'm out? The food that you brought. That's what you eat when you go out. What should I eat if I don't have anything around me to eat? You eat the food that you fucking brought with you because you prepared it, because you knew this might happen or this would happen. If you're traveling, you're out all day, don't put yourself at risk. There's a reason why coolers exist, so you can keep food cold. Bring it from fucking home. That's how you do it. You bring it from home. You don't have to eat out. You're not jeopardized. Where should I go eat? You don't have to. Go to your car, sit on a fucking curb and eat. Eat the food that you're supposed to eat. Eat the food that you're supposed to eat because you're a grown-ass man or woman. What are your thoughts on powdered? That sounds disgusting. I would never consume it. I have no thoughts on it. Powdered form of bone broth? What are you mixing it with? Water and then heating it up? That sounds disgusting. No, I drink my shit fresh. I just drink a cup. Your bone broth really hijacked this live cast. I was done with what I said. I was actually finishing up. I want everyone to eliminate one thing. Cut it out. This is right in the line of what we're discussing. This is the next step. You cut out something, you start cutting shit out, and then you add bone broth that helps repair the intestines. It helps really refuel and reconstruct the damage and the inflammation that can happen in your gut. No, I have my bones separate. If you're a member of the Daily Swole Club on Facebook, make sure you stay tuned and stay subscribed to my Daily Swole list. Last thing I sent out was for that forearm video, but I will be following up shortly with some information on how you can get some amazing, amazing bones if you're interested. You can find them locally if you can get them locally, but I'll be giving some more information on that soon. What is inflammatory protein? Is that technically a thing? I'm not talking about inflammatory proteins. I'm talking about inflammatory things that cause inflammation. I don't know if there is a category of anything that's called an inflammatory protein. Things that you eat can cause inflammation, but that's different than what you're asking. So if that's what you're asking, just about inflammatory foods, they're foods that your body does not react well to. And this is just a very basic kind. There's many different reactions in the body, more than I'm aware of. Okay. I'm not a scientist. I have my degrees in exercise science. I'm know kinesiology very well. I've been training. I've done so much in the industry. Pretty much every single aspect, national instructor, all these things, just big time on education and educating others and trainers and master trainers and so forth. So I've taught many, many certifications and workshops and that type of thing. And when it comes to understanding how the body works, the more you learn, the more you realize there are so many subtle variables that we can't even quantify. And yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, I touched upon this when it comes to studies and who are in these studies and what are the agendas of these scientific studies and what specifically are these studies covering. There's so many different combinations, and to find it's, we don't live in a bubble. There's so much chaos. You can only regulate and control a study so much. You can only get so many people that are similar, but each individual is completely different, even if they are the same age and height. You know, 50 males from 25 to 35, they're 25 to 35, but they're each so fucking different. They're each so fucking different, each individual person, when it comes to nutrition. And how do we know this? Because there are some people that swear by only eating meat, right? The carnivore diet. And then you have people that swear by being completely raw vegan, and they swear by it. And some people try carnivore and they get sick, and some people go vegan. A lot of people do go, and then they get sick and they don't feel good on it. I don't know how much we really do know about nutrition. How can you say one thing is better than the other? There are a lot of people that go both different ways, you know, and all, or third ways, or pescatarian or vegetarian. There's so much that we don't know yet, that we can't test, that we're just guessing, and we're just, you know, slamming pitchforks around, and we're demonizing the other side like anything else. Fucking nutrition's like politics now. If you're a vegan, that's not how it's supposed to be. There's obviously more than one answer, and we just don't understand why yet. So we're learning. And, you know, it's important to understand that what you consume really does affect all aspects of your life in more ways than you might realize. And that's why the elimination is so important. So for all those questions for all those people that were asking about the elimination diet, and I was talking, the title of this episode was Cut This Out. And it's one thing. What's one more thing that you can cut out of your life? What's one more thing that you can cut out of your diet that will help you? Come on, what's one thing that you can sacrifice? And this isn't fucking Lent or some shit. This is just one step that can lead you down a path of wanting more from your body, wanting more from your life, trying to push it a little bit further, trying to get a little bit, progress yourself a little bit. And I'm not saying you're not wonderful the way you are, whatever makes you happy, but you'll feel a lot better, and you can always go back. It's your choice. You have a choice, and a lot of choices that you make could have long-term consequences. It's just important to be more aware of that and be more cognizant of that possibility. We always have to learn. We have to keep an open mind. We have to realize that there are many different people in this world. There are many different options and different roads to success, apparently, because you have so many people in different parties and different sides of, for example, the nutrition game. Who's to say that no one's picking one thing and living to be 170? It's nothing that black and white. It might be certain, but there's a lot of other variables. Smoking, lack of exercise, location, genetics, there's so many factors in someone's life that will conflict with whatever people are consuming if you're trying to do a test. Well, it depends on how these things are processed. It depends on how you're getting your food and your meat. I don't know if those things are inflammatory proteins. I'm not sure. I haven't heard that term really used as like a separate category. And like you said, from a diet coach, but they were trying to push vegan. And it doesn't mean that person had bad intentions, but there could be an agenda there. So you have to be careful when someone has, like if they're pushing keto, there are people out there that really go keto is the way, and their whole business in fitness, their whole fucking business is pushing keto. Keto is the way, the keto journey, the keto diet, the keto. It's like, chill the fuck out. You're causing a lot of people to do something that's probably not good for them. That's not the place to start. The place to start is not the diet. It's not the diet plan. The place to start is getting rid of foods that are bad for you. And then if you realize, oh, fats I really respond to, I was eating the wrong fats. Oh, I was eating the wrong carbohydrates, the wrong vegetables. And now I love fat. Okay, now that you did an elimination, you know that fats respond well with you. then maybe you consider a keto. I mean, that's how it should work. Or man, I'm really have trouble metabolizing fats or really digesting fats. When I cut out more of these fatty foods like walnuts and almonds, I feel better. Let me stay away from keto, or let me do a more moderate. Then maybe that's better for you. It's not about the vegan or the keto. It's about the inflammatory foods. And really what that means is allergic reactions. It means intolerances. And when you do an elimination process, you can isolate which ones your body does not like. And then you just don't eat those fucking foods. Boom. There's your nutrition plan. It's customized. How awesome is that? You do an elimination and then you figure out what foods you should be eating and then you eat those. Whoa, mind fucking blown. Mind blown. And then you just eat those foods. Could I possibly do that? You don't need a diet that has a fucking name. It doesn't have to be paleo or keto or vegan. If you want to be 95% vegan and have a steak once a week, then fucking do it or try it. But see which vegetables and what, you know, be careful and see which ones are not good for you. I don't care what you do. That's the difference. I'm not sitting here pushing bone broth. I'm not sitting here pushing beef. I'm not sitting here pushing bacon. I don't know. I'm just telling you guys what the fuck I do. That's what I do. And I see great success. And a lot of people have. Yeah, this is live, son. I'm sharing what I do. And there are a lot of people that are, you know, in my corner because of the success that they've had. But I'm not pushing high fat. I'm pushing discovery. I'm pushing fucking interest, yo. I'm pushing interest. I'm pushing people to be fucking interested in their body. I'm trying to get you to give a fucking shit. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get you to fucking care. Care about what you're eating. Care about what you do with your body. Care what you do about with your time, with your life. Give a shit. It's not that scary. Just give a shit. It's not hard. Just fucking give a shit. That's it. That's it. Just give a shit. All you got to do is care a little bit. All you got to do is care a little bit. And you'll see so much change. So much positive change if you just give a fuck a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Just give a shit. Instagram, just tuned in when you were talking about elimination. I've been drinking oceans of probiotic herbal tea, caffeine free. What does that mean? What does that mean? Are you asking me a question or just telling me that you like tea? Are you just saying that's like you did that on your elimination? That seems like it would qualify for something that you could drink during an elimination. Yeah, because sometimes people are sensitive to caffeine. Yeah, Taurus, nice. I did your elimination last year and it worked. Thanks, dude. It's not my elimination. My mindset for my fitness is probably more or less unique. But I didn't create like the elimination. There's a lot of different names for it. People call it different things and people have repackaged it in different ways. But the process is nothing new. You get rid of the fucking bad food and you eat the food that a human should be eating. That's it. That's it. You get away from social stigma with whether or not you should be killing animals or not. You just eat what humans should be eating as fucking organisms. And things get much, much simpler. Much, much simpler. If you eat just based on biology and common sense. I'm thinking of eliminating cable for the summer to get back on track. Yeah, well, I have cable technically. I don't use it. It's not even plugged in. If I ever want to watch something, I plug my laptop into the TV and I watch Netflix. I haven't watched Netflix in a while, actually. I usually watch on Hulu or something because it's TV shows are short. I rarely have time for a movie. An episode of something is much easier. I appreciate it, Torres. Yeah, I'm just glad that you did it, honestly. I'm just glad that you did it. Wherever you saw it, I mean, I'm glad you found me, bro. Glad you found me, and I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you applied it. And that's really what it does come down to in the end, Did you apply it? Did you do it? Are you listening to a podcast? Oh, it's a great idea. Cool episode. Yeah. He gorilla grunted. Oh, he's a fucking psychopath. But then you don't do anything about it. So it's important that you do shit. It's important that you take action. You know, do it for yourself. Just do it. Just get it done. Get it done, fam. It's time for Papa Swole. It's time for Daddy to do some yoga and some stretching. Overdue to do some mobility work. So I'm going to hammer on that. And I want everyone to know that I love you. Papa Swoleo loves you. And remember, if you're interested in more of this nutrition content, workshops, and all my programs and my content, check out swolenormousx.com. The links are all over in my post descriptions on Instagram, my profile. And I've been dropping a lot of great content on Swole TV over on IGTV. So check out my account, Swolenormous, on IGTV. And I'm posting a lot of like vlog content. And I did one yesterday. And there will be another one tomorrow, I believe. So go check that out. And I'll see you all tomorrow for episode 779. We're almost out of the 770s. We're moving. We're crushing. And you know what's funny, actually, on before we go, I did find some throwback content that I'm going to be posting. I'm going to start going back into the archives and posting a lot of classic content on Facebook and probably even IGTV and maybe even YouTube and Twitch. We'll see. But check my platforms. Make sure you follow me everywhere, because I'm going to start posting some more throwback shit, because I have so many videos that none of you have seen that I barely even remember. I don't remember because I filmed so much. You think I post a lot of content on my platforms? I know. I'm sure you all got, everyone thinks I post so much. There is probably 2 or 3 times more, maybe 10 times more, actually, that I've never been able to post because I've just filmed too many things. I couldn't go through them all in time. Workouts and fucking driving while getting everything. I filmed so much shit that I've never posted or never edited. So I'm going to go back to some of those archives. I think that'll be a lot of fun. And maybe we'll do like a throwback day or week, or I'll just like sprinkle them in. So make sure you're checking me out everywhere. But I'll see you later. See you tomorrow for episode 779 of the Most Muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, and Sleazecast in the realm. Because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. Peace, McGee's fam. Deuce, McGoose. A Papa Swolio. Oh, out.